This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save 55% off hosting for 3 months with code BIGFOOT. Aroma 360. Luxury scenting for homes and businesses. Save 17% off with code SPIKE. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 719.
719.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Groth, at my show, by my fans, for my fans, we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. I'm trying to blow out my elbow on that one.
Little Michael.
Yeah.
How's it going? What's happening?
I was just telling you, I got a free Bob the punching bag guy fucking thing. Gonna make a nice, sweet Halloween decoration out of him. I always wanted one, but didn't feel like paying the $400 for one. Because I always felt like anytime we saw those, I think we actually used those at Flow. I think we were doing a spinning back fist drill. I vaguely remember this, where they had those Bob punching bags and we're fucking teeing off on them. But I feel like you can't really, you can't throw leg kicks. And that's why, like, if I'm going to hit a heavy bag, I want to throw leg kicks. I want to work the legs. Whack, whack. So got a free one of those. Gonna fucking do something to it. Not sure. Defile it in some kind of way for Halloween.
Blow its head off.
Yeah, I might chop his fucking head off.
Shotgun to the face.
Oh, that'd be cool. I wonder what that would look like after it took a fucking shotgun. I wonder if you could bring that to the range and blow that fucker up. Probably not.
Like, I'm going to just put this here and try.
Hey, man, can I just blow this up? Well, I want to see what happens when I shoot with a fucking shotgun. Let's throw some slugs in this bitch. You know, I haven't been into a range in a while.
No. Don't you have one right by your house?
Yeah, I do, but it's someone got shot there.
Oh, whoa.
But I mean, I saw how people handle the guns. My brother came in once and we were going to go check it out. And we both looked at how people were handling guns in there. And we both like, we're not fucking shooting here. Fuck this. Because it was around Christmas time and it was super busy and people were being super unsafe with how they were handling the guns. I'm like, nope, no thanks. Like, I'd rather be there when there's like hardly anybody. I think the couple of times we went,
yeah, there was like
there was fucking no one in there. And they're like, whatever you want to do. If you want a fast shoot, go ahead. You know, they look down upon that. It's frowned upon. But yeah, it's all good. Bears.
Go Bears. I think we got our first preseason game coming up in like 3 weeks. So
yeah, doesn't training camp start today?
I think so.
Yeah. Good things are happening. They're gonna. Did we put predictions out for how many wins? What'd you say? I think you were at 8 or 9. Where were
I
you?
Said, yeah, I think it's 8 or 9. I'm hoping 9, but it could be 8.
Do next you think year, they make the playoffs?
No, I don't. And I think next year, this is the year. I think they need a year to figure out all the shit, the new coaching, and everything else.
That's a good
it's
point.
Gonna be herky jerky. Because I don't know. I think Ben Johnson seems like he would be the guy that would like try to just go for the gas and just, he's not trying to win games. He's trying to make a championship team. So he's going to do that however he thinks. I'm willing to bet he'll take a season or two to figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be this learning process, right? Like everyone's got to learn an entire new offense and how does everyone work with the coaching staff and how do you work with all these new players and how do you, this offensive line, we have all these new people. They're really good. How do we all become a fucking team and a unit and work together? So there's a lot of question marks. Hopefully like the preseason, you can kind of figure most of that out, but I feel like they're going to need a good 4 games into the regular season to really have everything nailed down. And then hopefully, I think they have a terrible schedule. I thought they had one of the harder ones too, so that's a problem. But I always like to be optimistic because you always start 0-0. So I want to say, oh, we're fucking undefeated.
A lot of games within a couple points last season. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we're always right there. And coaching cost us a lot of games last year. So I want to say 10 or 11. I feel 11. Fuck it. Let's go 11 and a playoff berth. Might be a wild card, but I think they make the playoffs.
Okay, fair. I hope you're right.
A lot of people say we got one of the best offensive lines in the fucking NFL now. I think they were saying like the fifth best.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, then there's no excuse.
Right. We're going to fucking make things happen.
Yeah.
Like we have coaches that know when to take fucking timeouts now. So, you know, they're kind of fucking smart. And maybe all the players that'll know, hey, there's a Hail Mary, might want to fucking pay attention or we'll fucking shit can you. You know, discipline. That's what the team needed. Discipline. Now they have it. So,
yep.
Be fun to see. So, switching to MMA, we had UFC 318 over the weekend.
Yes, sir.
Probably just going to talk about the main event.
Yeah, let's do that.
Dustin Poirier, Max Holloway 3. What happened, Ingo?
Well,
the BMF title.
I mean, Holloway came out guns blazing. I think he caught Poirier in the first round, and Poirier caught Holloway at the end of the second round. There was like, it seemed like there was the momentum shifting. So I was a little worried after the first round, but, and then third round, you know, it just felt like slowly Poirier was starting to lose energy, and it just couldn't, I don't think he could keep up with Holloway. I had him only winning round two, Poirier, and losing every other round. So unfortunately, I feel like it was the Holloway show, on the gas the whole way.
Yes. I got to give it to Holloway. I didn't think he had that in him after he just got KO'd by Topuria. So he looked really fucking good. A lot of volume, a lot of mixing up the strikes and mixing up the levels of where the strikes were happening. And I think the biggest thing is just the volume. And then the one thing that they didn't even mention on the broadcast is you have southpaw versus orthodox. And Holloway kept his lead foot outside of Poirier's for a good portion of the fight, even though the camera work was shitty. And they don't always show the feet, which bugs the shit out of me because I want to see what's happening. And I asked Grok, like, give me specific reason why it's a good thing if you have an orthodox versus an unorthodox or a southpaw fighter. Why is that an advantage? So I'll bring this up. So Grok is saying, like, in combat, a southpaw left-handed fighter with right foot and right hand forward, left hand as the rear power hand, versus an orthodox right-handed fighter with left foot and left hand forward, right hand as the rear power hand, creates an open stance matchup, blah blah blah, where the lead foot naturally aligns more directly. So in open stances, foot positioning becomes crucial because it dictates angles, punch trajectories, and defensive options. This specific advantage of having your lead foot outside the opponent's lead foot, often called outside foot dominance or forming a T position, stems from improved offensive alignment, reduced vulnerability, and better control over the fight's range and pace. So just like the key points of having the outside lead foot position, better alignment for power punches, improved jab and lead hand effectiveness, defensive and positional control. So I think that was a big part of what was happening too, that they didn't quite mention on the broadcast, and you couldn't see fucking half the time because the camera work. But Max was doing that almost instinctively. You could just see he's just wired to do that. He just kept circling to the fucking outside. I'm like, oh, nice work. And again, I don't know how he came back from that KO, and he took some hard shots from Poirier too.
He did.
But again, it's not like Max has all this power because he's got all that cardio. So when you look at their faces afterwards, like, Max looked more fucked up because Poirier is hitting harder, but Max puts out the volume. Like, I didn't look at the strike differential, but it was probably 2-1.
Yeah, Holloway had 186 total versus Poirier's 114.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It landed? Is that landed? Or
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Landed in the significant strikes was 113 for 99. So Holloway had it had more, but not that much more. I don't know.
How
I don't
many
know.
were they thrown by each guy? Do you have that?
No, doesn't say.
All right. That's all right. He threw a lot. So
probably twice that, maybe three times.
I don't know. It was
2,000.
He put the work in. And the time that Dustin dropped Holloway, that was that second round. He switched his stance and he went orthodox. So he wasn't standing southpaw when he dropped him. Yeah. So I think that might have tricked him a little bit. So, and he was randomly doing that in the fight. Not a lot, but the time he dropped him, he did that. But just really impressed with Holloway. I was like, there's no fucking chance he's going to win this. And then also Dustin, after the fight, said, you know, he fought safe. He never fought like this before. I think he was just afraid to get KO'd in his last fight and was more willing to take the fight to the decision, even though he lost the decision.
Sense. Yeah.
And maybe not the best. And, you know, if you look at his resume, he fought a fucking murderer's row of people as he retires and put his glove down. But fuck. Tough fucking guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's had a hell of a career. He's beat some of the best throughout the last like 10 years. So, I mean, good for him. I always liked him, but I wonder if he'll come back.
Well,
like, what's the over under? 1 year or longer? Under 1 year. 1 year? Okay.
1 year, but I would like to see him in like BKFC. I think he would do well over there.
Yeah.
I think his skills translate well to that because he's a better boxer than a lot of these guys. But when you start adding like the kicks and the bullshit, I'd rather just see him be. I think he would do well over there. And he'd probably make a fucking ton of money too. But
I think you're right.
I give him a year. They all come back, they all say they want to retire. But then they're like, man, I don't like being retired. What am I going to do with the rest of my life? You can come back and make a fuck ton of money. I don't even know what he's making, but you know, your main eventing, I would imagine you're probably pulling a mil, if not more, for this kind of fight. So good on him. Come back. Make one fight. I mean, I'll talk about some other guys later that are coming back. So, fuck. You don't want to see everybody come back, but you're fresh off the sport. You could do it. He can do it. He can come back. He's so competitive. It's just Max showed up and Dustin didn't have the right mentality coming in. And also fighting hometown, I don't know if that affected him at all, too. He just didn't want to get KO'd.
It had to be a factor, right?
Yeah. So. I thought it would be a factor positively, but it seemed like it was negative.
Yeah.
So that's about all I want to talk about for this card. A lot of decisions on the main card.
They were.
Let's do a little sponsor action.
All right. This episode is sponsored by Drift Air Freshener. Drift exists to give everyone a sense of place through the transportive magic of scent. They are on a journey to rethink car fresheners, free from questionable ingredients, and to enhance your world one set at a time. You only use the good stuff, natural, essential, and fragrant oils, and more sustainable materials to bring you your best-looking, best-smelling air freshener yet. Looks good, smells good, all good.
That's right. It just came out with the new scent, Bungalow, by NBA All-Star Andre Drummond. What's it like? Andre said, I have a deep love for Florida. I want to capture the feeling of relaxing in my backyard during summer with my family, because I travel so much, making any location feel like home is important. I hope Bungalow helps inject wellness into your drive. And the scent is hints of coconut, palm leaves, tonka beans, and driftwood. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can save 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. That's 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. And back to the show. What else is going on out there?
Yeah, so I think you were the one who showed the video of Sean Strickland a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Years, decades, minutes.
Whenever.
I think I just short-circuited. Not like good. A couple shows ago. And He runs into the cage and he's throwing bombs at whatever guy. He's
throwing bombs at your moms. He doesn't care.
Well, he's been suspended by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. And
what?
It's
this is some racist bullshit.
And it's going to be, there's another hearing and they're going to probably extend it again. And then we're going to find out what's going to happen.
How long did they say, or they didn't determine that?
Undetermined amount of time at the moment. I think they're trying to figure out what to do with it. So
6 months, it's fine. That 6 months seems about right. I mean, was he right? No. Was it good? Yes.
He's like, Terminator.
Exactly. He just does exactly, just stormed it.
And friggin' flip-flops too, which is the funniest part. Just like, he looks stiff.
Yeah, very rigid, very rigid. He's not flexible. He knows nothing but pain. Must inflict pain. I'm the Terminator. So, I don't know, maybe 3 months. But most of these suspensions like this, the guys aren't fucking fighting anyway. So, like a 6 month, it's time. He's not going to fight like, for boo-hoo. 6 months. Right. Just make it six and call it a day. The guy did fucking antagonize him. You got to take that into account. 3 months. 3 months. How's that? 3 months and $1,000 fine. Maybe I should be in charge. Maybe we should call up Keith Kaiser, see what he would do in this situation.
He's probably on a beach somewhere, retired.
Seriously, I forgot what he did. But man, that guy liked to hear his own voice.
He did.
We talked to him at one time.
Anyway. Like, oh my God, somebody's interviewing me.
He was so stoked.
This is my moment.
And then he was actually pretty cool because I remember I would email him all sorts of shit and he'd actually fucking respond to me and like, oh yeah, yeah, like blah, blah, blah. And a couple of these guys, and who else was it? Andy Foster from the California State Athletic Commission. He would also respond to me when I have questions about shit. So it was cool. The interesting thing over the weekend, so... Diego Sanchez was arrested on multiple gun charges, including felony for shooting at or from a motor vehicle. But I think the cool thing is his mugshot.
At or from, or all of the above. He looks happy.
He's so happy.
Yes.
Yes.
I've ascended.
Yeah. I think he's going places.
Yeah.
I don't know where, but. Unfortunately, this is what happens, right? Like, yep. I don't know what we do. Like, how do we take care of older fighters? Because you can see what's happening with this trend of, you know, BJ Penn.
Yeah,
he stands out the most. Mayhem Miller, like he had a lot of fucking shit, and he's actually Mayhem is on the Adam Carolla show now as like a co-host. So he actually has a gig, which is wild. But you have all these guys that have fucking mental issues, and I don't know if the UFC takes care of them or who takes care of them, but it's almost like it seems like there should be some kind of, like, how do we help older fighters get through the next step of the career? Even guys that have just retired.
Yeah.
You know, that's another thing. Like, how do they handle their lives? Like, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
There's got to be a union or some kind of governing body that helps figure out how to connect these people with resources, get medical help. You know, I don't know, but it costs money. So it's like prize fighting. You make money when you fight. You don't make money when you don't fight. So.
Yeah. And who takes care of them afterwards? You're just like, you're kind of on your own, unfortunately.
You are. Yeah.
And then that's why they keep coming back because, hey, man, I don't know what to do with myself. I need to make a little more scratch. And I think my parents are fucking robots.
Right.
I think they're all out
John
to get
Strickland's
me.
It's like, it's a robot too. They're all robots.
I'm Terminator. I've been sitting here fucking, I'm a, whatever, a cyborg.
Come with me if you want to live.
Okay. Sounds good. You're a very large man with a shotgun.
Yeah.
Some roses. What else is going on out there?
Let me see. Do we ever talk? Vitor Belfort and Wanderlei Silva are apparently doing a real boxing match in September, right?
Yeah.
And shit, I just lost it. What's happening? There was a, it's like 12 ounce gloves, 8 round match, 2 minute rounds at 205 pounds.
Oof. So
that's where it's happening. I don't know. Is that small or large for boxing? 12 ounces, is that big? Big gloves, small gloves? Small gloves.
I don't remember what they're doing, if they're doing 12, 8, or 16s. It probably sounds middle of the road.
Yeah.
Because I thought it also depended on weight class as to which ounce gloves you were going to go with. And I don't know. I'm assuming we're doing no drug testing. But again, I don't. The Vitor seems more with it to be able to do it at whatever age he is. And Vanderlei, not so much. I don't think he should be anywhere near fucking any kind of combat.
I agree. He's lost it like 10 years ago.
He lost it when he was on the show with fucking Chael Sonnen.
Yeah. He's like, stop it. I'm supposed to be the bad guy. Chael,
you're fucking this up, like the whole promotion.
Vander's like, I'll kill you. Like, he's like.
And then they fought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to look it up.
That was great.
Let's see, Silva, he's got to be at least 40. Oh my God, he's 49.
Oh.
Vanderlei Silva. And Vitor's got to be damn near 48 if he's not.
That's pretty crazy. They're still out there fighting.
Yeah, Vitor's 48. I'll tell you what, I'm 51. I ain't fighting shit anymore. It just ain't happening.
Yeah.
It's just the body. Now I see, like, you know, we were joking about Mike Tyson coming back. I'm like, yeah, fucking just give him all the gear, let him run hot. You can't escape Father Time, unfortunately. No. Like, you may still have all the skill and knowledge, but your body cannot fucking do it. There is a limit to this game.
Yep, for sure.
And we're going to see some fucking nonsense. Like, who wants to see 48 versus 49? There's no good's going to come of that. It's just a nostalgia for nostalgia. Yep. You should probably make it a 1 minute round.
30 seconds.
Fine. 30 seconds and
balls out.
Fucking you do a line of coke between rounds.
Who's going to die of a heart attack or an KO first?
Right, right. A line of coke and you pop a Viagra. Let's see what the fuck goes.
Wait, why do they need the Viagra, Matt?
Because it makes you very vascular.
Oh, okay.
Makes you fucking stiff as a rock. And if we had a good sponsor, that would be a nice tie-in to that. But anyway.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, remember we were talking about that White House event and we were talking Conor McGregor and John Jones. And I said, you know, I think John Jones is probably the safer bet between him and Conor McGregor. Dana really? White just shut down that idea. He said the idea of John Jones fighting at the White House, I can't risk it. I can't risk putting him in a big spot and having something go wrong. But who else are you going to put on Team USA that's going to win? If that's why I put John in there. John, as long as he doesn't get fucking arrested or put in jail. I mean, yeah, he's got some fucking more legal shit, but I'm confident he's winning a fight if he's there.
Yeah.
Versus anybody. And you want Team USA to win 100%. And I feel like he's the best bet, no? For Team USA?
I would say him. Who else can be sent?
Strickland. But he's suspended. We have all crazies.
Everyone's insane.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and Sean O'Malley. I mean, but he ain't going to fucking beat. You need sure bets, and it's John. Like, so I mean, that may just be negotiation tactics. I know John's still in the testing pool right now.
Yeah, he's like, wait, you don't want me? Well, time out. It's like,
what the fuck? Yeah, 100%. And Amanda Nunes just went back in a testing pool, too, as we talk about testing pools, because I think she wants that shot at Kayla. So, and I think Kayla said she was good with waiving the 6 months. Just pay me a little more, and we can, you know, give her a short, maybe a 3 month window or something like that. Kind of like what they did with Brock at whatever it was, UFC 200 when he fought Mark Hunt and then tested positive afterwards.
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I forgot this while you're talking about it, but here's John Jones. He's got a little PR action. See the old lady?
Fuck yeah.
He's having a good time. And here he is, signed her bra.
Holy shit. It looked like she was tossing a salad there for a second.
Yeah.
No, what the hell John's into? He's into old ladies tossing
I'm not sure what's going
old
on.
Old white lady tosses a salad. Is that a Caesar? No, ma'am, it's not. You like croutons on your salad? I don't know.
Oh, that's gross.
It's better than corn, Ingo. Better than corn.
Goes in corn, comes out corn.
Yes, always. What else is happening?
I got a KO and a knowledge left.
Okay, I'll go on a run. I got a handful of things. So we got a silly one from Shamayev. So Paulo Costa won over the weekend, and he said Hazmat Shamayev DM'd his girlfriend a picture of Israel Adesanya humping him and said he likes black man. So he texted Tamara, which must be his girlfriend, and said, your man is not man enough. Looks like he likes black man. You should look for a better man than him. As he's fucking pounding him away when he like butt raped him. That picture.
Cruel. That's just cruel.
Yeah, you don't do that. That was similar to Yoel Romero kissing Luke Rockhold after he just KO'd Rockhold.
Yeah.
You just don't do that.
It's not good.
And speaking of Luke Rockhold, he's coming up right next. Luke Rockhold is going to have a boxing match against Darren Till. I don't like Rockhold's chances at all. Rockhold's best abilities are his kicking and his grappling. You're putting him in a boxing match, and Darren Till's been doing boxing. And Darren Till's been doing very well. And I don't know if I have all the details. It looks like it's going to be August 30th, DAZN, Misfits Boxing. And I think Rockhold was even talking some sort of shit. Yeah, here we go. Let's pull this up. This will be a little bit more of a level playing field, but I still don't think Darren Till belongs in a ring or a cage with me. Luke, you are going to be found out to be sorely mistaken with those words. Darren is going to fuck him up so bad. That check hook doesn't work all the time. Let's see. Here's a question for you. So I'm going to pull this up. So you remember the UFC lawsuit? Everyone was, you had to file paperwork and get money for if you're one of the fighters within time frame, they had to pay you out a ton of shit. So Hanato Mocano said he turned down up to $200,000 from the UFC lawsuit settlement payment. And out of, I guess, 700 fighters, he's one of a handful that did that. And he said, this is not what the free market is about. And he had a bunch of other shit to say, but do you think that's a good move?
Turn the money down?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he just doesn't want to be part of it. I don't understand why. Like
he had some reasoning. I think his reasoning was along the lines of, I signed a contract and that's what I should get paid and blah, blah, blah. And if I wanted more, I should have negotiated more. That's my paraphrasing of what he said, but
yeah, I mean, I guess he can take that stance, but I think it sounds like majority of the people get strong armed into shit. So it's like, it's not. Yeah, more money for everybody else, I guess.
Yeah, so. Well, and does that buy him any goodwill with the UFC?
I mean, what does that do? What is goodwill with the UFC equal?
Right, because I look at that as, you're a fucking fool if I'm in the UFC. And go, I'm actually going to fucking pay you less now because you're a fucking moron. And I know I could take advantage of you because you this is money you were owed and you refused to take it.
Right.
So guess what? Fuck you because you're dumb. And now I'm going to offer you less in your next contract and you're going to fucking take it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Seems like a stupid business move. Now let's talk about the BKFC. You don't remember we were talking about that tournament they're running. I have more details on exactly how it's going to go down. So they said they're calling it the world's baddest man tournament. They said it's going to be 185 to 275 pounds, open weight division, bare knuckle. That's the $25 million all-in tournament. Winner gets $15 million, and then it just kind of scales down from there. So that'll be interesting to see, because you will get the David versus Goliath then. I don't know how they can run this. How can you have the weight class 185 to 275? And how come the UFC can't fucking do that? Why can't you just have heavyweight, whatever?
Any weight is heavyweight.
Right, because they're running the line, because typically it's 265, and these guys are doing 275. So I guess you just make your own rules. Maybe it's state-by-state cases. I'm going to guess it's Florida, because they're kind of open
Florida
to shit.
Texas.
Or Georgia. I don't know. One of these wild southern states, right?
Like, yeah, do it, whatever.
It's fucking cool as shit. Like, whatever you guys want to do.
It's fine, you know.
Fucking 350 vines. Yeah. You can go to fucking Alligator Alcatraz. Whatever.
I don't know why there has to be a weight limit, I guess. The whole thing is confusing.
It's so dumb. Like, there should be no top end. And I'm okay with a 125er wants to fucking step in, fine. Let's fuck that guy up. We just saw that with Eddie Hall when he did that 2 versus 1. Those guys are so fucking tiny, and he's got to be goddamn 400 pounds or close to it.
Yeah.
Let's have fun. See, this is the shit that excites me. Fun fights, right? 185 to 275. You could almost have, it's like a 90-pound difference. Just call it 100 pounds. Why even have, why have a weight class? Just, that's how the original UFC was. It was just, there was no weight class. It's just two guys are going to get in there and fucking throw down, and we're going to see which discipline wins. Did you see this UFC robot that's out there?
No.
They brought a UFC robot into the Performance Institute in China. I got to turn the fucking volume off on this. But it's similar to those robots that you showed me that were doing that soccer game the other day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So it's, I think it's one of those, but it's all geared out here.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. It throws a fucking roundhouse kick.
Let's see. Wow.
I mean, obviously, it's still got ways to go, and it's not going to fucking do any damage with... But it's we're on the verge of the goddamn Terminator.
Well, I mean, that thing could be like really fast, and then still that small. That would
fuck somebody up. Just wait till this thing gets bigger and stronger. Because I'll just push kick that motherfucker over. Oh, he's throwing a knee too. Fuck off, you little bitch.
Is this like Korea or something?
The UFC Performance Institute in China.
Oh, China. Okay.
I don't know. But, yeah. It'd be cool to, if you could spar that thing, though. I'd kick that motherfucker's head off. Oh, shit.
I wouldn't do it. It might like that thing of a malfunction. It's a murder, death, kill. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Demolition Man. It's coming for you. I don't know if we've seen this before, but this is a little BKFC2, as we were talking about before. This is... Sometimes the fighters don't know if they're fighting the fighter or the ref. So the ref stops it, and then the fighter decides, I don't know who you are. Let go of my purse! So the fight's over. And then he starts going after the fucking ref. Ref's got him by the throat, and then another one's got to come in and fucking subdue him.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's scary to me because the dude's obviously concussed in that moment.
Yeah, he's just like, you kind of black out a little bit sometimes when you get rocked and everything gets down here and you don't know what, you're just swinging, you know, right? I'll go a little blast from a pass. We got a couple tweets and then we'll do a little KO action.
Sweet.
Sometimes you just got to blast from pass. We need a little bit of sound, a little bit of sound.
Grab your stick and twist it.
Oh my god.
You gotta throw it in every once in a while.
Twist that dick.
Twist his dick.
Twist his dick.
Oh my god.
Oh, dick twist.
It's always the craziest thing because that guy is being serious. He's not even doing it being joking. Yeah. He's 100% into it.
He is.
And everyone's dying. Like, what the fuck, dude? I don't know. Some guys get off on a dick twist. I don't understand it. Never heard of it until that.
Grab his dick and twist it.
It'd be more effective to grab his balls and twist it. You grab my dick, whatever.
I don't know. I think it would hurt either way.
Yeah, I don't want to try it. I'll take someone's word for it.
Yeah.
So I got a couple tweeted weeks. Here's a little jujitsu as a noun. The gentle art of folding clothes while people are still in them.
Involuntary yoga.
Number two, involuntary yoga.
Perfect.
And then says, please ejaculate. The hurricane is serious. If you are in the area, leave. Hurry up and ejaculate. I missed the boat on that one.
Wow.
Let's do some KOs. What you got there?
All right. So I got the one KO here. Is that technologically challenged? All right. Here we go. A little spinning kick, elbow action. See that?
Oh, let's see that again. I'm in mini mode. Oh, shit.
Starched him. It's like he threw a spinning leg head kick and then followed up with the elbow and just bam. All right,
let's see what we got here. I have a power slap one. I normally don't share a power slap, but this one was an interesting angle.
Whoa.
We could just shut off on the board.
such a stupid sport.
We have a little slam one here. But I'm going to say early stoppage on this, and you can rule against me if you want. We're so rough on that one.
Jeez. Six shots too many?
I don't know. You fight to the death sometimes. You fight to the death. Knowledge, what you got?
Yeah, well, here you go. I don't know what's happening here, but... What happened? Where, I don't really understand where the hot dog came from and why she's giving it to that guy.
Just cleaning it off.
Like, he didn't want the ketchup on it or something?
I like the black dude over there was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's hot. I got a couple. The Happy Gilmore 2 movie's coming out, and I believe this is promotion for said movie. This is John Daly working as driver. Working it. I'll make sure my volume's down because I believe there was sound on this.
Yeah.
So he's just loading up his ball here. Perfect shot. Retrieved the tee. Does nice work on that. And then there's a little, it's like your ancestors who died of dysentery. Watching you lick bowls, here you go, buttholes for funsies.
You have died of dysentery. It says it all right.
Nope. I don't know. These kids these days.
They're wild and crazy.
Yep. On that note, let's shut down. Let's get out of this.
All right. That's been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name is Eagle Weigold.
Matt Griffin, thanks for playing.